Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I always thought that like Prime Day was for people who don't have Amazon
they
Prime.
They can like try it out.
To try it out where it will ship so fast, you get it at a great price and you don't have to pay for Amazon Prime.
I thought it was like a Cyber Monday for Amazon.
It may be that too. I just always thought it was like, I don't know.
I like those TikToks of the guys who's like, here's Amazon products that you need around your house. And it always looks like, wow, I really need any of it. And then I watch it a second time and I'm like, I don't need any of this.
Yeah.
And it'll be like a cereal like thing where you can put all your different cereals. I don't eat cereal. But like in my mind, I'm like, I should get something to individually, like, oh, you can see through so you know how much cereal you have left.
That
but I don't
to
eat
me,
cereal.
But it's after I bought it. And then I'm like, I don't need this at all.
Yeah.
I saw a little doodad the other day that I really thought I need. And I still kind of want it. It's like a clothes hanging extender. It's another hook that you put on a clothes hanger.
Oh, I've seen those.
That can
yeah.
be another hook. So you can save space in your
closet. Is it
closet.
For like jeans or
any
just
hanger.
Shirts?
It's like a little hook. It's so simple.
It goes
and you can buy a pack of 60 for like $7.
60?
But... I feel like that's a scam.
How? Tell
because
me.
Because
I'm reading the reviews. I see a lot of positive things, Mike.
Because if the clothes is what takes up the space. So if you're going to put another piece of clothing in, you're not like increasing the amount of width in your closet.
The rack space. Huh? Wait, so what? We're reducing rack space. We might be doubling the weight. But no, I think a t-shirt also being hung with
what's
the t-shirt
the
like that rather than just two bulky ones next to it. It's just
you think you're saving this the width of the hanger is
look at the pictures, man.
Do you
look
get what I'm saying?
I 100% understand what you're saying, and that makes sense to me.
Like, it's not like you're getting more space. The width of the t-shirt being lowered by 4 inches is not going to make you have
lowered
more space.
It down to three, like even more, dude.
It would be, though, like you'd either have to take out existing hangers that are already up there
right.
to put them in.
Right.
Because it'll still take up
I
the same amount
of
space.
I got to see a picture of this. I don't get it.
Am I pulling it up right now or are we doing it later?
I want to like, see are you saying that you would get it for your already like stuffed closet and then add more hangers?
Downwards. Because, do we understand that it's going down?
100%, yes. But it's okay. still the same
Vertical?
Amount of room in the closet in terms of like if your clothes are already stuffed together, it'll just be creating more stuffed.
I don't think it's for a full closet.
It's where...
We'll take a look.
I totally get your argument, but I really do think that it does substantially...
When they're showing you the photos, are there other clothes touching it, or is it like a beautiful photo from away? Like, look at how it resurrects
you. They're all good. I need to see... Can you please pull up a picture?
Yeah,
like yeah. I'll
I
want
to see
up.
A picture of like with clothes on to see what you guys are even talking about.
I also
about.
Like that the girl, she's like a science YouTuber... And she created a new type of hanger. She was. Have you seen
yes.
the video where she's like, I want to put something against the wall, but I don't like how far it sticks out. And she invented like a folding hanger.
Oh, I saw that.
Cool.
Yeah.
That is genius.
Okay.
But, okay, let's see it.
These are the hooks.
Less space.
So, these are the hooks. Well, okay, those are what the hooks look like. You put them on the hanger.
Shit. Yeah, they're...
Is that underwear?
Sorry. I only look like bras.
Oh. But people like, are hanging
instead
there,
of that, but then it hangs downwards like that.
Yeah, but you see, yeah. they're not showing
other clothes
on either side of
it.
It's the same thing.
Why don't you try it and see?
Yeah, I'm going to try it. It's $7.
It's also Amazon, so it's such an easy return if you want to return it.
I think Patricia would get a big kick out of it.
I just think it's the one. You're not creating any more space. This is it's a scam. You're just buying more hangers.
Maybe mentally it feels like they are, and that's why it's nice. Well, it's weird. You said you read reviews, and people were like,
people are loving it, going, this was the best thing.
Yeah,
for
people
my
are idiots. You ever meet people?
Yeah,
they're idiots.
There's a lot out there.
Well,
oh, Matt,
what's good, everybody? Welcome back to Good Influences.
Welcome back.
It has been so long since we've all been together.
It has been. Are you cancer-free?
I guess so. I'm cancer-free. They did it's not an extraction, it's an excision. I learned that.
An excision?
I'm just trying to get the verb. Excision.
Okay. Okay.
You excavate the area where the skin cancer was. Went in, got the procedure, and you know, my spot was so small. It was like the size of like a dime, I felt like, or a nickel. And I thought that's what they were just going to remove.
Yeah.
It's just that in a circle. I didn't realize it was going to be this big ass line, like a full cut and multiple stitches. I was expecting 3 or 4.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure I got around like 15. I didn't ask, but I was counting.
Did it hurt?
The anesthesia that they give you,
like
those
anesthesia?
Really hurt. Like yeah. You felt
like lidocaine. What is it?
Yeah, I guess so. It almost kind of did feel like it was like a numbing sensation,
yeah.
Like as if you got your gums numbed dentally.
Yeah.
But it felt like the needles were like 6 inches long. I thought it was gonna like hit my spine, and then I was just never gonna be able to.
Yeah.
I was never gonna be able to walk again. That hurt the most, and then it's. So freaky how medical advancements have gotten us to this point where they are able to numb an entire spot of your body, cut it
remove
open.
Cancer.
And you feel nothing. And you can see the blood.
So you didn't
like,
feel it when they were like doing
there.
It.
No, not really. It felt like, I described it as like a Party City like dummy or like it felt like it was like a Halloween, like, I don't know. It was just numb and like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to describe.
I've gotten like mole like things removed before, but it's like the same kind of process, obviously not as big, but it's like weird. Like one of them was right here, so I literally just watched them like scoop it out. I was like, that's crazy.
Whoa.
I can't like feel that.
Oh, I couldn't imagine if like I could be in visual
zone of it. I was
gonna
say, did they like
it?
Show you?
No,
when they
it was
took
just.
It off?
I should have asked for pics,
yeah.
But.
Did they go like, against the grain or with the grain on your back?
Against, so it's long. It's long.
So it's,
and
it's
I
like
thought
this.
It would really be like nothing. I thought, oh, I can walk out of here and go about my day. But Connor Franta, good friend, he got his excision done in his chest. And he was like, get ready. It's actually pretty like painful and rough. And I'm like, okay, no. Everything it's just always like, ow.
I mean,
ow.
You scooped you like cancer this. Out of your fucking body. Dude.
I know, but
and
I just, I've been
too.
Mindful of the stitches because your lat kind of controls so much mobility.
He's like,
I don't want them to rip like this.
Yeah.
Is it hard to like fall asleep? Like, or do you not like sleep on your back really?
I don't, you just want to be like completely flat and not be moving around. So, it's been kind of hard. But
did they give you any party drugs?
No, nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
That's
I've
insane.
Just been like high doses of ibuprofen. Is
that's
the
so
only...
annoying.
Yeah, you would think one of the things you'd get like, hey, here's some ecstasy or cocaine.
I feel like you don't even give.
Here's your
good...
oxys.
I feel like you don't even
not
give.
Not even anything that would help.
Like...
ecstasy.
Yeah, why not? It's
like
2024.
They don't even like give good drugs anymore.
No,
like,
they don't.
People. They don't want anyone to be addicted.
Yeah, they can't. It's a whole problem.
Well, yeah, it is a problem, but.
So, okay. I don't want this to sound dark, but like when they were like, not actually dark, well, it is, but when they scheduled the surgery, how did they know it wouldn't like spread in between You know
Carly,
what I mean?
Great question.
Like, that's what I would be worried
the
about.
Same thing, but I think skin cancer moves in a different way compared to other cancers.
Got like, it.
Because I remember when she scheduled it, this was, yeah, I feel like a month ago.
Because when you said when you were like, getting it removed, I was like, I'd be so scared it would like transfer.
I'm like, but I'm going to be fine, right? Like, it's not going to move. She goes, oh, no, sweetheart, you're going to be just fine. This is totally normal to like remove a skin cancer of what it is that I had.
The basal cell.
So I think I'm cancer free. I didn't get to ring a bell.
You know? Well, you
shouldn't.
I didn't give you a Livestrong bracelet or anything on your way out.
That's testicular.
None of it.
Oh, is that only testicular cancer?
Well, that's how it started.
I was going to buy one.
Yellow.
You were going to buy one.
The yellow wristband, like the yellow color, symbolizes testicular cancer. Pink ribbons are breast cancer. Purple ones are pancreatic.
Matt goes all in. He's going to do the cancer walk.
I should, but please go get checked. It also seems like some of our listeners went and got checked and actually got diagnosed with skin cancer.
That's crazy. So you just go get checked.
You may have saved a life.
I may have saved a life.
So deep.
And if you haven't already, do go get checked. But yeah, I can't work out for like a whole month.
Oh,
I haven't been able to take a shower.
No.
Today, I think I'll be able to take like a body shower
like a
of this area. And then I
bath.
Have to, yeah, right? She's
what
like my social worker. What
are you gonna do?
About the shower?
That you can't work out.
Oh, I'm just gonna have to deal with it.
Whoa.
Can you sit there and like work your legs out or anything?
Yeah, I've been asking AI to like come up with like a workout plan me to like, because they understand where it is on my body.
Yeah.
That I want to like keep my body moving, but do a nicer process for it. But right now, no. Can't do any heavy lifting.
That's such a good idea.
Yeah.
ChatGPT coming in clutch.
Yeah, you really give it context.
I use ChatGPT 5 times a day.
It's the best.
It's better.
Nolan is like obsessed with it now, too.
It's
like,
better than Google.
What are you asking him?
Okay, like yesterday.
Or her. Probably a her.
Or they.
I wanted to make some food in my air fryer. And I have a toaster oven. It's like one of the ones that you like.
Yeah.
It's got a thing, but it also is an air fryer. Because like when you say toaster, people think it's the two slots.
Mansplaining a toaster oven to a woman.
I've said I'll throw it in the toaster to people and they think that I'm talking about the thing that you put like Pop-Tarts in.
Sure.
A toaster oven is the one with the drawer.
But
it's a toaster oven and an air fryer.
Well, every oven's an air fryer.
No.
Yeah.
Air fryers need a fan.
Don't ovens have fans?
Not all toaster ovens.
Oh, no.
Anyway,
toaster oven. Okay, sorry.
On my toaster oven, there is a setting that says fan, toast, and air fry. And when you turn it on, it's the exact same thing. It's like it heats up and the fan is on. And I've never been able to determine what the difference is. And I looked in the booklet and it says to use fan mode, turn it to fan mode. And to use air fry, I Googled it. I couldn't find the answer. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just figure this out because I look at this every day. ChatGPT. I have the Cuisinart toaster oven air fryer. What's the difference between fan bake and air fry, and how should I use this when looking at recipes for air frying? Basically, this is not interesting at all.
I'm interested. I'm
air
here.
Fry is a much faster fan, and like fan toast is a slower fan. So they're like, if you want to use air fryer recipes, use the air fry feature. If you want to like heat up baked goods, you use the fan fry.
Oh,
but like. I don't know. I couldn't figure it out with Google. It wasn't in the instructions, and ChatGPT gave me the answer in 1 second.
Oh, they're so good. I know. And like my mother-in-law was like, Matt, do you know about how companion miles work on the Southwest credit card? Like, I just don't know how to use the companion pass for like, she's thinking like, I know how her credit card works, how the membership works. And I'm like, I'm not going to go on their website and try to go through all that. I just asked ChatGPT and like explained it simply for my mother-in-law. It was like, here it is. And she's like, wow. This is unbelievable. It saved me all like the time and trouble. It's great.
Yeah, and you prompted it with for my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Like, do you think it changed the tone for that? Like to be extra
boomer? Yes, it did. It did. It's perfect.
Extra mother-in-law-y.
And I was looking up like philosophy terms. I was trying to just learn about like Kant's categorical imperative and like metaphysical ethics. And I was just like, I was just like interested in learning about it. And then it gave me the answers. And I go, I'm not smart. Explain this simpler. And then
that's what I always do. Explain like I'm five.
Explain like I'm five.
And then you're like, okay, I'm not that dumb.
Yeah, you get pissed at it.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, okay. You're more explain to me like I'm 12. Like,
yeah.
That's where I feel like.
Yeah.
I also never say please and thank you. I am so rude to it. And it feels so good.
Oh.
Because you don't get to be rude to people in real life.
I give it kindness when it's giving out ideas.
That's Weird.
When I feel like it did a good job on like an idea, I'm like, okay, those are pretty good. But like I do, because I want it to affirm that it's on the right track, but like it needs to be better.
Good job, kitten. Good job.
Does your AI have a name?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
What do you named it?
No, hey, I haven't. Shelley. But some have. Shelley. I know that some people have like asked it to name itself. Also, mine is a man. It's not a woman.
When
I
of play, course it is.
Because yours is a woman when you play it, but mine's a man.
When you play it.
Oh, when you do like, the voice?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Is it because you wouldn't believe a woman would like come up with these ideas?
100%. Oh, no woman would ever know that.
Yeah. How was the Cape? You're also on the Cape.
Oh yeah, went to the Cape. Loved it.
What was your favorite part?
My favorite part of the Cape in general, I love Chatham. Actually, I did like Provincetown, but it felt like
surprising.
But we stop. No, what's but I felt like
it's like where all the gays live.
No, and that was a thing. I knew that it was like a bit of like a gay.
Yeah.
A gay town.
Yeah.
But I thought it was going to be like,
gay town.
I thought it was going to be like San Francisco.
No.
Or like, oh,
like West Hollywood.
Like, no, it. No.
P-Town in the summer, like.
Yo, yeah. It was full, like, even Patricia was like, should we be here? Not out of like, this isn't for us, but like,
I don't like this.
Seems like this is for other people yeah. and we're not, we shouldn't be
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
So.
Like you're infringing on them.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of that. And then there was Patricia, we were walking into town and she goes, can you carry my purse? And I go, yeah, of course I'm carrying a purse. And then some girl goes, Matt King? And I'm like, hey, what's up? She's like, can we get a picture? I'm like, absolutely. I'm taking the photo. And then right after I'm like, fuck, I was holding a purse in that the whole time.
There's like a pride flag behind you.
Yeah, she's like, it's like out of a King sitcom. In P-Town, just like.
You're like, yes, girl.
But I liked P-Town in terms of like how intimate the shops were and how yeah. vibrant and how active like the foot traffic was. Mm-hmm. I feel like Chatham and like a lot of the other towns were a little bit more like quiet and slower. I'd like the bustle of mm-hmm. P-Town. And I thought the houses were like even nicer in P-Town than I saw
P-Town
in Chatham.
Down.
Oh.
I guess my style of architecture. I don't know. Like, I think they had a little bit more fun with the houses.
Tea.
And it was cool eating at the Lobster Pot, you know, where Anthony Bourdain worked at. Like, the whole first chapter of Kitchen
wow.
Confidential is all about that. So.
Oh, wow. What's it
that
called?
That was cool.
The place you ate at?
The Lobster Pot.
The Lobster Pot. Okay.
They make great lobster. That was my favorite part, eating lobster. And staying at the resort.
Tea.
This episode is sponsored by Osea, one of my favorite skincare products, honestly. I love their Sea Mist spray for your face. Just throwing that out there. It's a good one. And I think we all know scents can take us back to a time. When you smell something, it like connects to a memory. I don't know about you guys, but one of my favorite memories is summer, which is happening right now. But you know when it's the deep, dark depths of winter and you're like, wear summer, I need it right now. Osea has got you with their scents. Osea's algae body oil smells like summer, bottled with all natural uplifting notes of mango, mandarin, grapefruit, lime, and cypress. It's also clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and deeply moisturize, leaving skin silky and soft, which I feel as though we all want. I do love the body oil. First of all, it does smell like summer. I love that. And it just makes me feel so soft and a glow. We love a glow. I try to put only glowy things like on my face, and now that I have something for my body, like, couldn't be happier. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GOOD at ocmalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to oceamalibu.com and use code GOOD for 10% off.
I've never had lobster, like, I don't think. I've never had, like, a lobster.
They really did pull a... Do you know the history of lobster? That it used to be like
a poor people food.
Yeah, they would feed it to like prisoners because it was considered
God.
Yeah, it was considered cheap and dirty and like bugs, like eating insects because they kind of are like the insects of the sea. And then somehow they pulled the old switcheroo and they're like, no, this is actually a delicacy. And
because the thing is that lobster, you cannot eat it once it's dead. Like once it's dead, it becomes poisonous. That's why live lobster is so important. It has to be live and then cooked live. So then if you look at the
50s. I was like, wait a minute, I'm not eating live lobster.
No, it just has to be cooked live immediately. So then
so
you had all
of these.
That's
why they torture them.
Well, then the reason why it became such a delicacy because it was such a flex that you were able to get the live lobster all the way to a certain certain location still alive and then eat it right there on the
spot. You have to boil it, every lobster alive?
Yes.
That's what I mean by torture. Just like the videos of like,
TJ's dad, they live like right on the Cape Cod Canal, and he catches his own lobster, like has full-blown lobster traps in there.
Wow.
Collects them during the week, and he has like, you know when you go to the grocery store and you see like the lobster tank?
Yeah, it's really scary.
He literally has one of those.
In his house?
In like the garage, which is like he catches all his fish, like everything that they eat.
In which river is he getting this?
An ocean.
Which ocean?
I don't know.
The Atlantic?
In Cape Cod.
Probably the Atlantic Ocean.
It's a Cape. Canal.
Oh, it's a canal?
Yeah.
So there's no shore. It doesn't like ebb and float like when you're in the
body
Cape
of water.
Is the Cape Cod Canal?
It does ebb and flow, but it doesn't.
Cape Cod?
Canal.
Cape Cod Canal. The Cape Cod Canal connects Cape Cod Bay in the north to Buzzards Bay in the south.
Buzzards Bay.
That's just saying what it connects to.
What's the body of water where
the Boston Harbor
people catch lobster?
You dumb bitch.
The Atlantic Ocean.
Boring.
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 But yeah, so and it's so funny because you know like those things that you can get at IKEA, and it's just like a container, like a clear container. Mm-hmm. He puts them all like individually in that so they can't like fight with one another.
They can't fight.
Well, like shoeboxes, like clear.
They like kill each other.
Oh, wow.
In the tank?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, so is that why at like grocery stores, they have rubber bands?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sad. I just remember like walking, especially in the Midwest, like who wants lobster in the Midwest?
Well, disgusting.
Being in the grocery store, just smelling that section, I'd always like gag.
Yeah, you're not like a seafood gal.
Ugh.
And the tanks are always like dirty and like green and just like
they're not Tim's. Not Tim's is pristine.
But I love eating a lobster.
Does it taste good?
Yes. We add a little bit of butter and lemon to it.
I want to try it. I've never tried it.
Oh, yeah. Go to Cape Cod. Go somewhere where like they take pride in the lobster. I would not have a full lobster in L.A.
I was talking about when I go back to Omaha.
I guess. Are there lobsters in Omaha?
Well, they have what's the big restaurant?
Red Lobster.
That's disgusting.
I know.
Wait, I wouldn't eat a
I'm kidding. I know. I'm kidding. It's like going to Taco Bell.
I would never
Mexican
even
food.
Go there.
What's so significant about an Omaha steak?
I don't know.
They're so good.
Is it just because
I don't even know if I've had one, I'll be honest.
No, you have.
I don't know.
Okay, is it Omaha steak just the brand of the farm that it came from, or is it a certain type of cut is an Omaha steak, like a ribeye or a
New York steak,
New York fillet?
No, I think it's like the brand, because I think you can get certain different cuts of it.
Okay,
but don't quote me. Ask your AI.
I'm
not on call.
What makes an Omaha steak an Omaha steak?
I'm gonna be like, what? No, I'm gonna be like, what's so special about an Omaha steak?
Are you asking ChatGPT?
No.
You're asking Google.
Chat Google.
AI pops up now on Google, and it's like so good.
Like if you type it in, it's like the first thing that pops
Google
up.
Google has their own AI?
Okay, AI did not pop up for some reason.
It's actually pretty nice.
Gemini, that's what they call it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then I feel like Google shouldn't be doing that. No one's
going
to.
Yeah, that's pretty hot.
Google Gemini? It's better than ChatGPT.
Wait, that's so chic.
You're loving
what's
this.
Special.
Gemini. Now I'm using it.
Oh, yeah, you're a Gemini?
Okay, I'm asking the robot. Omaha Steaks is known for several key features that set it apart in the meat and gourmet food industry. This is like too much.
Quality
of meat, wide variety, convenience, gift packages, long-standing reputation. But like...
It's a brand.
It's just a brand.
It's a brand of steak.
Yeah.
Yeah, Omaha Steak prides itself on high-quality grain-fed
beef
that is aged with tenderness and flavor. I gotta try one.
I feel like your parents probably...
I probably have. But yeah. I feel like my mom would just get steak from, like, Costco or whatever.
But, like, there's always
Sam's
the occasion
Club.
When you're like, let's get an Omaha steak celebrate.
I've never heard that sentence.
It's just the name of a company, and they're headquartered in
Omaha,
Nebraska.
Yeah.
Got
1917.
But are they cheap?
No.
Okay.
It's like a nice steak.
Give me an
They're, like, fancy kind of.
Yeah, like, you would get, like... TJ, for example, when he gets like help from his dad's friends, whether it's like legal advice or like business advice, and he'll get them a gift, and like a lot of the time it's like a box of Omaha steaks.
Oh.
You got me steaks, man. Dude, thank you.
Yeah.
It's like a gift. I love
steak. I know that people like buy steaks as gifts for other people. Yeah. But I've just haven't gotten to that point in my life yet.
You don't have enough manly.
Buy you some steaks.
You need some more manly friends.
You don't know how to cook a steak, so that's why.
I feel like it's just our line of business that we're in. If I was like a lawyer, I feel like I'd be buying people steaks and people would be buying me steaks.
Like if you were in the golf world, but like you're a doctor or a lawyer or something with like adults our age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steaky boy.
Boston was cool though. Beantown.
Is that the first time you've ever been?
Only time I ever went was for like 24 hours when we were doing David's Little Views tour and we were like special guest for the Wilbur Theater. So no, I didn't get to walk around it that much. It is such a town of history. I feel like it's like, you know, they got their little Freedom Trail, which is like 2.5 miles. Anything but racist. I think it is like 2.5 miles long. It goes through the city and it hits all like the checkpoints of like historical
where'd you go?
Historically significant sites. Like Paul Revere's house, going to like the Bell in Hand and the Green Dragon, which are the places where they like planned the Boston Tea Party. But it felt like a little video game. You would just be like in line, you'd be like, oh, this spot is significant because of this. History is all kind of played out within the city, which I thought was really cool. Beantown, baby.
Is that New London in Boston? Or is that Connecticut?
New London?
Yeah.
That sounds like Connecticut.
Okay.
Newfoundland?
New London, Connecticut.
I was like, is he trying to say New England?
Yeah.
Well, because they were like, when they were making all the colonies, they were naming the cities like New Jersey, New York, New London.
Well, that's like...
They were naming them after.
Oh, whoa.
Well, when Matt first told me he was going to Massachusetts, he said Chatham. And I was like, I would love for him to like... guess what the other because like Massachusetts, a lot of the states are based off of Britain,
right?
So
wait,
they're like
what's
Worcester.
Wrong with Chatham?
It's Chatham.
Oh, but is it spelled C-H-A-T-H?
Chatham.
Yes,
we did a video where she like showed us like didn't you show us the name,
the word and we had to like guess how to say it,
and it was impossible because it'd be like, how the fuck do you
like
get this
Worcestershire sauce? Worcestershire or like Leicester City, that soccer team?
Oh, no. Yeah, Leicester is literally, but it's spelled like L-E-I-S-T-E-R.
Yeah. Well, there's one in Massachusetts?
Uh-huh.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I don't know how those...
No, it's very funny.
Like, you need a dictionary to understand that.
Yeah. You know what town I loved, though? Absolutely loved. Plymouth.
Oh, yeah. Did you see The Rock?
Yes, I saw The Rock.
It is really cute.
It felt like I was in a Disney movie. Yeah. It felt like I was in Hocus Pocus.
No, it's
like
so
I was
cute.
Like, I want to see the leaves turn, and I want to just stay in this little town.
No, it's so cute during the fall.
Oh,
is The Rock on the water?
Like, kinda,
but not really.
Like, did they land? They landed on Plymouth Rock, but not the actual rock.
The actual rock's is 1620
it's really
on
small.
It.
So little.
It's a little rock?
Yeah.
It's a little rock. I imagine it's like a big boulder that
ship
were crashed
all standing
into.
On.
It's under like this little monument that's like down in the ground and you walk up and look
it's
into
really
it.
It's really funny.
It almost looks like it's like a grave site that they have for it. But like the water's right there. But it's really cool. Plymouth Rock.
sounds stupid. I don't remember the history of Plymouth Rock.
I think it's where Columbus crashed his boat, right?
It's where the first Thanksgiving happened was at Plymouth Rock.
Oh, okay. When they all got along and made
the pilgrims and Indians.
You know, the
name together.
And they shared each other's customs with each other.
You should go back in the fall. Like the Cape is so cute, especially that area. Like they have all the cranberry bogs.
Oh, cranberry bogs. I don't know about that. I always wanted to I always
so
wanted to go. I've always wanted to go to a cranberry bog because it looks awesome. You know, you have the little ocean spray drinks. You see the bog. Then I learned about bog spiders.
Uh-oh.
So you know how it's on water, but all the cranberries are floating
top.
On top.
Yeah.
Well, there are spiders that are known to just live on top of those cranberries. And wherever there's activity, they will run and get on
just to
you.
Look at. we don't need to be touching anything.
I know, but I kind of want to get in the little, you know, overalls. And
I feel like
take
the ocean
should be in a bog.
I think ocean spray is right in Carver or something.
Should we go?
Ocean, I would love to.
I really want to go to Salem.
Yeah,
me too. But I heard to not go on Halloween because it's miserable.
Don't, I feel the whole month of October probably. It's like really crazy, but I feel like during the week it's not that bad.
I just want to get into leaf peeping.
What's leaf peeping?
Like looking at foliage?
Oh.
It's, yeah, leaf peeping. It's basically a hobby. You know how there's professional people that love to go
bird watching.
Bird watching. There are people who like to hunt down the right peak seasons of when the foliage is at its most vibrant orange and reds and yellows. And
they have to like find specific ones that they're looking for? Or they're just like, oh, that's that one.
I think
one.
It's just catching it at just the perfect timing where it hasn't fallen yet.
I wish I had the peace and serenity to just be like a leaf peeper. Or like a bird washer. Like, what do you mean?
When you're retired. I think that's just like that's your activity.
Blue-breasted pepper willow.
I can't imagine like not having anxiety and just being like, look at that bird. Like, huh?
Props for bird watchers. I feel like that's like Pokemon IRL at its finest.
Yeah.
You are going out and you are hunting down
certain
breeds.
Besides the Pokemon game on the phone. That's pretty Pokemon IRL.
You're not
IRL.
Throwing balls and catching it, but you're not battling them. But I think you're really going out and hunting.
Battling the birds.
I mean, it's probably a really good hobby for like senior citizens. You just kind of go on really slow walks in nature.
I love when someone knows so much about something, like birds or something. Yeah. Like if someone just knew all about birds, like I just like that. It makes me want to know that about everything.
Oh yeah. That's people who are able to like identify like bird chirps.
Oh,
and be like,
yeah.
Oh yeah. That's
like that's
a yellow
cool.
belly wood sucker.
That's autism.
Yeah, but because then you get the people who like will make a TikTok. Did you know that in this movie during the golf scene, there's actually the wrong type of bird chirp. I'm gonna write a movie like people are like, which I've seen before, is people will like in Happy Gilmore when they're playing golf.
I just watched that for the first time.
And?
Loved it.
Okay. I always wonder
pretty
about
dumb.
That.
I was kidding, imagine.
Like Adam Hate Sandler it. Movies now, people like shit on Adam Sandler movies because they're like really dumb and stupid.
Well, what's the point?
I know, but when we were growing up, like we were little kids when we watched Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Big Daddy. If we were like in our 30s when those movies came out, we'd be like, this is fucking stupid.
I think Happy Gilmore is like one of... Happy Gilmore is like not, I feel like it's one that's like held up. Like there was nothing really bad in it, but I feel like all his other movies, there's like, no,
I think he's like, just saying it's like stupid.
Like critics like hate Adam Sandler. Anytime a new Adam Sandler movie comes out, the reviews are like, oh, another terrible, stupid Adam Sandler. And I don't know. Like
I feel like I never agree with that.
Me too. I think that they're great.
Except for that Hubie Halloween one.
Oh, I didn't see that one. But
I liked Hubie Halloween.
No, I liked it, but it's really bad.
Yeah, no, it is really bad.
Have you seen Jack and Jill?
Yeah, no. I didn't really like that one.
Rewatch it like knowing that it is the dumbest thing of all. Like Al Pacino's in it and he gives an Oscar award winning performance. He is so committed in that movie and the jokes are unbelievable.
Okay.
I would rewatch it. It's really funny.
Have you seen Long Legs?
Yes, I saw it yesterday.
You did?
I feel like actually two of my stitches popped out from watching Long Legs and I had nightmares.
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
okay.
Really?
Is it like really scary?
It's the scariest movie of the year for sure.
Oh my God.
I feel like I have seen scarier movies. I went in totally blind.
Yeah,
and I didn't even know who the actors were in it. And let's just say like the horror villain in this, so terrifying.
Well, people know especially it's Nicolas Cage.
Okay, I did not know that.
Oh, you didn't even know he was in the movie?
When the credits were opening up in the beginning and they're telling you the actors, I'm like, oh.
Nicolas Cage is in this.
Nick Cage is in this? So, yeah.
Is he good in it?
Wait, did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it. I gave it a 4 out of 5 stars. I think the landing of the movie could have been differently. I kind of had higher expectations about that. I'm not a fan of... I don't know.
Interesting. I feel like everyone I've talked to hasn't liked it.
Oh, really?
It's getting good reviews on the internet.
I'm scared because it's like demonic, right?
Yeah.
And that's like the only kind of horror movies I really don't like or like.
I don't like it. I don't like The Devil Made Me Do It kind of movies. Like where I like more like literal thrill in that it's just an evil person and we're trying to get the evil person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't like it when there's a supernatural element in it.
And there's not that.
There is a little bit of it. I don't want to spoil
much.
A girl is assigned to a case. She's a little clairvoyant and there's a serial killer in her town. And this guy's been like sending her letters and they just don't know how this guy could have committed the murders if he was not there for the murders. And so they're like, how does it happen?
Now I'm like, why is it called Long
Legs?
It's
like
he's a spider.
Like, it's like very like Silence of the Lambs kind of a movie.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you've never seen Silence of the Lambs?
No, I don't like scary
stuff. I don't think I have either.
Picture of 1991, Jodie Foster, Anthony
the Lion King.
Hopkins. Hello, Clarice. Silence of the Lambs.
Not interested.
Goodbye, horses.
I've never seen it either, and I love horror movies.
Oh, it's
put the
really
lotion
scary.
In the basket.
All I know is put the lotion on the skin.
It's really scary.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
It's really scary.
all the Hannibals. I was always like, no, thank you.
I like that there's like on one of the TikTok ads for it, all the comments are like, on Long Legs, they're like, oh, I loved when Nicolas Cage said, hey, Long Legs is back. And like, it's me, Long Legs. That was so scary. Like,
it's me, Long Legs.
They're just like pretending like they knew what the big thing was. And like all these dumb catchphrases. Like, it was so funny when Nicolas Cage said, hey, it's me, Longy. I'm back from the dead or something.
I love, yeah, when people make jokes like that where they tie in the name of the movie into it.
Yeah.
Wait, Mike, I meant to send this like, to you other day.
I've seen Stranger Things in this town. Yeah. Like when Stranger Things, like whatever says
Did you
it.
Like seeing it in the theater? Because we're like debating
yes.
theater or not.
I think horror, especially like when you're in a theater, you have to subject yourself to the tension and what's on the screen. You're not going to be on your phone. I feel like
that's the only way I watch horror movies.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a nice little escape to be like, oh, that was fine.
I definitely closed my eyes like 2 times. Like,
is this the real account?
I don't know.
So terrifying to where I came home, took a nap, still had a nightmare.
Oh.
And then like during my nap,
like
I had a nightmare.
Like about the movie?
And then in the middle of the night, I went to take a pee and I thought of the movie again. And I couldn't shake it out of my head.
Okay, that's why I don't want to see it. Because I don't like those movies. Like when I saw Hereditary, I was like, or not Hereditary, Insidious. I was like, can't open my eyes during the nighttime now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then you might not want to see this.
I'm going to see it.
One of those ones where... If I was 11 and I saw this movie, mom would have to pick me up from the sleepover as soon as possible. That's how Nicolas Cage's character is just so fucking terrifying.
I can't even imagine Nicolas Cage being like scary at all.
Well, he did live in that haunted house.
Whose haunted house?
In New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Maybe he got taken over by spirits.
Or he just was like, I'm going to channel this.
You weren't thinking like, oh, it's the guy from National Treasure.
See, that's the only thing that's comforting me is when I start thinking about him, I'm like, it's Nicolas Cage. And I like Nicolas Cage. I think he's
like a
safe man.
But if like, it was a like a random
man.
Actor,
does
you would
be really
fucked up.
Does he look really scary? Like, can you see his face?
Yeah, I don't spoil it for yourself.
She's I'm not going to see it.
She's not going to watch
it. The
movie
is like them revealing it to you. And the filmmaking
he's just slow-mo walking down the street.
Going completely blind. To it because
just don't show me.
I'll be blind forever
because horror Nicholas. Because the way like a horror film it's a science of how you get an audience to be scared and to continue that tension through without spoiling it.
I know they
that's
haven't...
him
yes stop you're yes
she's
yes.
not gonna,
she's
watch
not gonna
it.
See
oh,
it
oh you're not gonna see it
yeah
don't show them. I thought you were about to just reveal it.
I thought it was gonna be way different than that.
We show it on the screen.
It's me, Long Legs.
It's me, Long Legs.
But Mike, I think you would like it, and you'd be very like impressed on that.
I think I need to watch it at home. I can't watch a horror movie in the theater. The last time I saw anything scary in the theater was, the closest was seeing The Dark Knight with Heath Ledger. When I was 18, I saw that at the midnight premiere. And I literally had a nightmare that the Joker was going to come and kill me.
Oh.
His performance was that good. And since then, I'm like, I don't want to be stuck in a theater seeing something scary because it's gonna imprint on my.
He thinks The Dark Knight's scary. Yeah. How's he gonna make?
Well, I was
this?
18. Also, that Joker performance.
18. I feel like then it would be like less scary. Like now, I'd be like, oh, this could happen.
I saw the first Saw movie in theaters too when I was like 14, and that was a fucking horrific experience.
I just remember the trailer for Saw scaring the shit out of me with the guy with the contraption.
I never want to think about that movie ever. Like if I can
play a game,
if I can Men in Black one memory from my head, it would be every scene from any of the songs.
So you didn't see the new one that came out like last year?
I watched the first like two or three when they came out like in the whatever early 2000s, and I'm like, I never want to think about this ever again.
Yeah,
I don't want these images in my brain. I don't want this guy in my head. Get the fuck out.
People are thinking of these movies. Y'all are freaks.
Yeah, like, ugh.
I remember when, I think it was Drag Me to Hell. I think that was a movie that came out in theaters. Yeah. It was like when 3D movies were like first becoming a thing. Mm-hmm. My friend Matt and I, we were like obsessed with that idea. So we're like, let's see a horror movie in 3D. So we bought tickets. It said 3D, Drag Me to Hell. I'm pretty sure that was a movie. If it's not, it's something very similar and stupid. And we got there and we sit down and it's not fucking 3D. And so we watched it and we literally went the next day to go watch it in 3D because we were so obsessed with the idea of like watching it in 3D, and I hated it. I was like, this fucking sucks. Like my eyes feel weird.
I hate 3D movies.
I'm always taking the glasses off to like see actually seeing it in 3D?
I took Mike to see Super Mario in 4DX.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever done 4DX
no.
where like the seats move around? Did you like it?
I did, but the smells were not great because they also pump in fragrances and they're like so artificial.
It's like Soarin', California.
It gave me such a headache.
It's the same scent every time.
Yes.
It's like this ocean breeze scent that they just
And there's wind that comes at you too.
Oh,
it's
cool.
And then you have like a little like piece of plastic underneath your feet that like moves
That's
around.
That's like literally the, what is it, Magic Kingdom? No, not Magic Kingdom. Animal Kingdom.
They have it's like those rides at Disney where
the
they...
Bugs Life
that scared
ride,
the shit
kinda.
Out of me when I was a kid when it poked my leg. Like it pokes your back.
Yeah. Ooh.
But the as an 4DX, adult, I went and sat
like
with my legs
I feel like they don't do
up.
That much anymore, do they? 4DX? I feel
it's
like
just certain theaters have it in whatever big action
Should
movie.
I see long legs in 4DX?
I don't think they're showing it in 4DX. But I remember seeing like Avatar in 4DX and like someone would get like, you know, an arrow through them and like
you
your seat would like, you would feel it in that part and then that part.
Whoa. Oh, I think I saw Avatar. No, I saw Avatar regular.
Just Mario. Yeah. Mario had a lot of bouncing in that, and I remember you and me were like, "Okay, wrap it up, boing boing."
Guys, yeah. I think I'm gonna start trying to wear a menstrual cup.
You're gonna start wearing the.
I got one. I got persuaded on TikTok.
Only one.
Well, it's just like I'm gonna try it out. No, like it's a pack. They last for 12 hours.
Do they come in different colors and sizes?
What do you mean only one?
Well, huh? Okay. So I know
ones.
I had a friend who
like,
was a diva cup, but I was like, but do you have like one or two or three?
Oh,
like,
I thought you meant wearing one inside of her.
Oh,
no, yeah, I'm not. Was she double cup?
I'm putting four in
there. I was like, wait a minute.
No,
we'll see how it goes.
Because it turns out tampons have a bunch of terrible chemicals.
Yeah,
in them.
Which like I'm not like that. I'm like obviously I'm drinking an energy drink.
Why
right
are they
now.
Putting chemicals in tampons? Isn't it just a piece of fucking cotton with a string?
I mean, they're in everything.
Yeah, it's everything.
But shouldn't it
and
just
the
be...
country hates women, so why are we surprised?
No, not the country hates women. We hate women.
you specifically.
Kidding,
you two specifically.
Kidding.
Yeah, but I'm curious. Apparently, everyone's saying like you don't cramp at all with the cups.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
You're not leeching like fucking neurotoxins into your body.
Yeah,
probably.
But like, I don't to, like, really wear tampons.
I'm like weirded out like, how to put it in.
Well, does it just go up on top of where your cervix is?
Yeah,
like
like
a NuvaRing?
You like bend it. You bend it so it's like looks like a tampon and you put it in.
It's like one of those
yes.
things from the 90s where you like flip it upside
and
down.
Then it pops
and
it
like a diaphragm?
No, like the little
those toys.
They'd be like at your
thing.
Dentist
oh,
office when
diaphragms
you're...
are like those little toys.
Diaphragm is a contraceptive.
Yeah, that's what it
I
is.
Think.
And then I'm going to pop it at Nolan. It's going to go. It's going to fly
you out. Wait for him at the bottom of the stairs. Nolan,
come
down.
Yeah, yeah.
Where do you pour it out at?
So the one I got is self-releasing. So anytime you go pee, it will like empty it, which I'm very weirded out about because I'm like, how does it know the difference between that and like me doing Pilates and like using the pelvic floor?
So you're
going
to be like peeing and blood coming out.
I don't
at
really
the
know. I'm
time.
Just going to see how it goes. People What's have said it's great and it lasts 12 hours. It's the same thing as like 4 to 6 tampons.
How far are you going to put it up?
I'll have to figure all that out.
Yes, Diva.
Yes.
Yes.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, I'll do it for you. And then apparently it's really easy to get out like that. So hopefully I'll give you guys an update when
please
we record again.
Do. And then do you put it in like the dishwasher? To
these ones are not reusable. They're like start off with these like disposable ones because the reusable is like it's a lot. You have to like have special
so these
to clean
are trainees?
Like, yeah, they're my training wheels. I'm just curious. I've always been curious. I'm also like sketched about how do I know it's not going to leak and like sleeping with it. I don't know. We'll see. But there's no sign. Like no one's ever had toxic shock from those or anything. So
Carly's
kind of
got
curious.
A heavy flow too.
I do have a heavy flow sometimes.
Have you ever tried the underwear?
Nix.
There's a few different brands.
I bought like period panties.
Sorry, I gave a weird look on my
face. Wait, what?
I was like, there is them on camera just talking. No, this is educational. Okay.
It's so educational.
Wait, Nix or there's a.
There, I think there's like different brands that are like. Underpants.
Yeah, they're underwear that like absorb
underpants.
Captain underpants.
But they don't go inside of you. It's
no, they're
just
like
no,
absorbent it's like a, underwear. It's like
yeah.
a diaper,
yeah.
but not a diaper. It's just.
Okay.
But I feel like that is all. That might be also a healthier.
Just like, yeah, totally.
It's like free bleeding.
Yeah.
And
I just wouldn't trust
do?
That it wouldn't.
Yeah,
leak.
I just free bleed.
It's everywhere.
Do you actually? You can't do that
no,
in 2024.
Yeah, I think you can free.
No, people do.
Erin's so lucky though. You don't even need to like wear tampons really.
Yeah.
Right?
What?
I typically wear like a panty liner.
Oh, that's right. I do too, just for funsies.
Yeah,
in your boxers.
If I eat Thai food, you know.
What? Oh, Matt, I have a gift for you, actually.
A gift for me?
Yeah, it's a silly little post-birthday. Like, no more cancer,
and
I
you
guess.
Have to.
You have to
use it right now.
Yeah, you have to.
What is it? A diva cup? What is it? No! No, 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 no.
What is this?
No!
You don't actually have to use it right now.
Da Bomb.
It's Da Bomb hot sauce from Hot Ones.
Have you ever had it, Mike?
Nope.
You should try.
I will never try this.
This, for the people who don't know, on Hot Ones, this is one of the most lethal ones. And if you've been a big fan of Carly and Aaron's vlogs, there was a vlog where they came over to Zane's house, and we put this on a chip, and I did a bit of a heroic dose on a chip, thinking it'd be nothing, but I was under the sink for 30 minutes after.
It's crazy.
So curious, like, how much they cut during Hot Ones eat it.
So yeah. Much.
Because, like, that's got to be, like, a long-winded
I mean, the thing segment. Is about this specific hot sauce is it feels like it's not normal hot sauce where it's just like hot in your mouth and then after a couple minutes it goes away. It feels like you burned your mouth and throat with like a curling iron. And it doesn't go away. Like you can drink water and it's fine and then it comes right back. You drink water, it's fine. The thing is with this, like every time I watch Hot Ones, I'm like, they need to be eating ice. Because when I did it, as long as I was eating ice, it was fine. So I had ice in my mouth for like an hour and now it's fine.
Yeah, and it's such like a deep
it's
heat.
Crazy. It doesn't even like taste like good. Zesty.
It's not like buffalo.
No, it's like it's like a hot sauce you'd put in like one drop in like a giant bowl of like soup you're making for a
chipotle peppers.
Or
chipotle peppers. That's I was like, I remember it's a very like smoky taste. Yeah. But
they used to do the Wall of Shame where like a lot of celebrities in the early days of Hot Ones wouldn't finish it. They would like give up. Like DJ Khaled gave up after three.
And he was eating Cholula.
Cholula.
Yeah, no. He's,
they weren't even these kinds of sauce.
It was crazy.
Bitch made.
We did a video where it was like, because I cannot eat hot sauce. Like it's too hot for me. But he only, I think, got three of them. And I was like, I need to make it past this man. So we went out and bought all of the hot sauces. They were literally at the time just ones you could get at the grocery store. Yeah. And I beat him.
Wow. Easy. As you should.
His episode is
embarrassing.
Awful. Horrific.
It's really embarrassing.
And,
it's
so like really and there was other celebrities that would like along the way and then they would add them to the Wall of Shame. And then he like talked about it in an interview once where they basically like they that they stopped showing when a celebrity doesn't get past a certain wing. So if you notice sometimes like they don't eat 10 wings and like I think they delete comments and stuff because they don't ever talk about it. And they say, oh, you finished the wings of death. But there's definitely celebrities that are not eating all of them. They just don't show us anymore.
Oh,
interesting. Yeah.
That's why I think some of them are not as like intense, because if they're just like, I'm done after four.
I'm surprised it's still going. Like who?
There's no way that they only do four. And then we don't notice.
Maybe not four,
but
he
like, introduces like every sauce.
Sometimes, not every episode.
Wait, do you watch every Hot Ones?
I'm pretty sure they do.
Do you just wait for a celebrity you like is on it?
He watches the intro.
Yeah, I just watch
who's like, oh my gosh, new Hot Ones. Oh, they didn't eat that one. Like, who's actively
I love Hot Ones. Audience,
but it's...
Where you will just watch whoever it is?
No, normally if I like them.
Yeah, I usually will... If it's like a comedian where it's going to be funny, I'll watch that. Like, Conan's was unbelievable.
Oh yeah, Sabrina Carpenter was just on. I was like, I don't like know her personality at all. So I was like, curious.
What?
Sabrina Carpenter doing Hot Ones. It's just
doing
funny.
What Hot Ones?
I'm just picturing like little adorable Sabrina Carpenter, just like.
Yeah, I know, but it was cute. I like it. I think it's just like such a good way to interview somebody. Yeah. It's entertaining. It's not like, and he asks such good questions that aren't, you know.
And it always takes them by surprise. They're like, how the fuck did you know that?
Yeah.
He does ask great questions.
Mm-hmm. It's also crazy that he's not the owner of the show or the channel. Like, he's just an employee.
He is?
He was
hired to be the host.
Complex Magazine was where the company that he worked at, and him and his, like, buddy came up with this idea, and then they filmed it at the Complex Studios, and it was on this channel called First We Feast, which he doesn't own, and he doesn't own that channel, and then Complex, like, sold off part of their business or something to BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed's actually trying to sell the show now for $70 million, but he doesn't own any of it.
Like, oh, what a shame.
He's just like a guy who hosts the show. It's like,
still, if I owned
like
that
late night.
And I knew that our host was like the key ingredient to the show,
it's tough.
I'd at least throw him a chunky bone off his
I mean, hopefully he's making a good pay.
Yeah, he's making like so much. It's like any talk show host.
Yeah, but I feel like he probably would be making way more if it was his channel.
Of course. That's like if Jimmy Kimmel owned ABC or whatever the fuck he
does.
Or
the girl from the, the podcast that every girl likes. She left Barstool.
Alex Hooper, Call Her Daddy.
Yes. Did you know that Rosie O'Donnell had like a different desk every like episode of her show when she had her like talk show in the morning?
Holy shit.
So a brand would sponsor the desk. So it'd be like, this is the Play-Doh desk, like, but it's a Rosie O'Donnell themed desk.
Yeah, how are there that many desk companies?
They would just get an advertiser. Maybe it was only for 1 year where she had a different desk for everyone, but now you can go bid and there's auctions.
To buy the Rosie O'Donnell desks?
For that one episode. So there's a bunch of different ones out there that you get your hands on, but you can own a desk that was once Rosie O'Donnell's desk.
Are they all like desks, or are some of them like funny,
toy-looking ones? Like it would be like for Star Wars, it would be like Yoda's face. It says Rosie, or the Play-Doh one is this one. There's
you get one and I actually use it as a desk. Like the Star Wars one.
It would be so badass to have a Rosie O'Donnell desk in like your house.
I want to own a Bob Ross original. Apparently there's 30,000, over 30,000 Bob
Ross
paintings. But
they're all in the vault.
Yeah.
How much would that cost, do you think?
Nobody knows because they were never for sale. They were only like given out to friends and they're all in some vault that no one has access to. But can you imagine, like, you get to see the episode and then you have the actual...
Yeah. How much, if you had to put a price on how much do you think one painting would be,
what
would it
be? If there's 30,000 of them, they can't be that much. But I feel like if one would sell, they'd probably sell for, like, $10,000, $20,000 right now. Because they're so rare.
And you'd buy that?
I wouldn't know. That's insane.
Yeah.
I'll paint you one if you want.
You know what?
I'll just paint you one.
I think $10,000, $20,000 for a Bob Ross original, first time out of the gate, not that bad of an investment.
Like, I would love to go to someone's house and they're like, want to see something sick, and they show me a Bob Ross original. I'm like waiting for the day where someone we know has a Bob Ross. But you never see them.
No.
I'm just going to print one out and tell you that it is. You'd literally never know the difference.
I think you could tell. If
you'd never know.
Sometimes, or I know a good hack like for prints, though, is you just get the print done and then you go buy Mod Podge. You know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Like that clear kind of glue.
Yeah.
Then go on top of that, on top of the print, and just make like brush stroke.
To make it look like it's a real painting.
To make it look like it's painting and then let it seal and then it actually looks like a real.
So the president almost got assassinated.
Gosh, can you believe that? I was at a wedding when it happened. Felt so bad for the bride because like suddenly all the guests, everyone's on their phones. That's all the men are just like standing around talking about it.
Was it after the ceremony or before the ceremony?
It was before the reception. So it was during the cocktail hour.
They just play the news during the reception. Just full TV.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Adam's on the phone with his dad and he's like, wait, what? I was like, what? My dad just said Trump got shot. And I was like, okay. Where did he see this? On like Facebook.com/Patriot News.
I was doing at the party. One guy has like InfoWars up and I'm like, I'm not reading this. He's like, it happened.
Insane. Fuck, I had something else.
To say?
Yeah.
Funny or not?
Yeah.
Well, it definitely wasn't Richard Simmons.
I know. That always happens where like a celebrity that people love dies and then something else happens that's bigger in the news. That like completely overshadows it.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to say someone that people don't love doesn't.
It's crazy about Richard Simmons. I drove right by his house like a week, 2 weeks before I left town. And I was like, Richard Simmons' house is right
there.
I feel like
we just missed out on like a week of content of like the best Richard Simmons things and like interviews with him where he was like such a great guy.
A bunch of people died.
Who else died?
Shannon Doherty.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that her name?
Oh, and the girl from The Shining.
Oh, Shelley Duvall.
Yeah.
She died.
And then there was another... I can't remember, but there was a fourth because someone was like, it's always happening in threes. And they were like, oh, my God, this person, too.
That's so sad. Poor Richard Simmons. He was always.
Oh, that was what I was going to say, where Coldplay was watching the soccer game or not Coldplay, the Killers. Did you see that clip where they put on the like they were in, I think, England and they like stopped their show to show the end of the soccer game where England won.
You mean football?
Football, yeah. And then like game is over and then they go and I'm falling asleep and the whole stadium, like after their team just won, they played Mr. Brightside and it was just like one of the greatest videos I've ever seen.
It was a nice touch.
I thought this was going to be related to the Trump shooting, so
no,
it was the exact opposite
of like just the absolute best.
Oh, that's so sick.
Good vibes.
Thank God they won.
I know, that's what I was thinking too, like this is a bold thing to like put your team.
I think they already knew that they were ahead. It wasn't like a winning goal that would happen. They were down to like the final 4 minutes
still
of the game, and they knew they were ahead.
Imagine so they lose in the final.
Yeah, but then like, imagine a last minute goal. They lose. It goes to a shootout.
Shut up. Yeah, good night, like, everybody.
And I'm falling asleep. I'm just calling
the cab. Yikes.
Just really awk.
Are you guys going to go to the Republican National Convention?
I was thinking about it. Where is it?
In Milwaukee.
Oh, that's right. No, but I've been like I watched some of it because I just wanted to see like what the vibe was with Trump the first day, and then I couldn't take it, so I turned it off.
He was sleeping.
I was like, I hate that. I know.
They get the worst celebs, I feel like, at the Republican Amber National Rose. Convention. Yeah, like, oh, we want to hear what Amber Rose has to
say. Didn't she make like a rap too? And it's just like, yes, there's like a Republican convention rap. And it's like her and I don't know who it is. I saw like 2 seconds and I couldn't handle it. It's you'd probably laugh. It's probably really, probably very cringy.
I saw
a clip of her
like just speaking and everyone was just
I saw
like,
that.
I know. I saw
that the memes are unbelievable.
I saw a funny tweet.
And it's always like John Voigt will speak. And we're like, oh, he was there love too. Know what John Voight's up to.
I saw a picture of her and it's like her face and it says, oh, I always wondered what that tattoo says. And it's a tattoo on her head and it just says Google Project 2025.
Well, what's so interesting to me about was when they have celebrities, it's like, I feel like so many Republicans are always like Hollywood. But then when it's like,
okay,
but then they'll take whatever celebrity they can get.
Yeah. And like, you're literally voting for
you're right.
Someone from Hollywood.
Yeah. No, they're the most.
No, it but Trump is sense. Supposed to take all the Hollywood pedophiles down.
No,
he's literally a pedophile.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He isn't.
Have you read that court case of Trump and the 13-year-old girl?
No.
I didn't read it. But
oh, my God. Yeah. It is the worst.
I don't even know if I know this.
I can't remember what year. You just Google Trump 13-year-old court document. It is the worst like 2 pages of thing you'll ever read in your life. Ugh. Him and Jeff Epstein just.
And it's like proven.
Well, so.
Or not proven, but like. The
case, I think, got dismissed because.
Because
and also,
they're rich.
Well, in the thing, it was like, if you tell anybody about this, I will kill you and your family. And we know how to do that. Like in the court filing is what she claimed. And so it didn't go through the court system because she ended up settling, which happens a lot. Like, if you can't fight it in court, you'll take a payout. But half of America has just lost their fucking goddamn minds. It's insane.
Yeah.
Is J.D. Vance going to be the VP?
Yeah. There, they announced it.
Oh, they did officially. Yeah.
Where you been?
I don't know. I thought it was like he was picked up and it was like rumored that
he
was most likely
going to
be.
Well, they're all mad now about that.
Well, yeah, because his wife
Republicans
is
are?
Indian.
Yeah, because his wife is from India.
And they have a kid.
Oh, what a scandal.
And his kids are named like Vivek and like whatever. So all the white nationalists are like, this is going to be our guy. Like fucking goddamn. Like they're all going against each other.
Well, it was like Trump was on such a high. Everyone was like, American hero. And then like 2 days later, he announced this guy. And then like all the crazies are like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
This
guy,
so I'm like, thank God.
Trump, like, originally.
Oh, he called him Hitler.
Did. Yeah. Oh,
wow.
He called him Hitler, what, in 2016? Or was it 20? Yeah.
I mean, Ted Cruz, Nikki Haley also, like, as of 3 months ago, was like, he's a threat to our democracy. And then
I support that.
Yeah.
Just the hypocrisy is beyond insane. Yeah. But
so
the,
are you voting for Trump?
Oh, I've already voted 4 times.
Yeah.
Mail-in ballots, January 6th.
Because it's obviously easy to just fake vote.
Yeah, no, I know.
Now it's like he has it in the bag.
I think the way that the news cycle is so like moves so quickly in like September, no one's even going to remember that he got shot.
I think that it was like when that happened, we were all like, fuck. But I do think his VP like kind of evened it out,
and just the news cycle in general. Yeah. Like some other crazy shit is gonna happen. Biden's gonna like poop his pants or something, and like we're gonna just forget all about
and then he's
it.
He's back in.
That's his bullet. Pooping his pants.
Yeah, I mean, Saturday was so great for just like memes on Twitter.
Oh my God, the tweets. I mean, I think a lot of people are probably gonna be like on FBI watch lists and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, oh yeah. For
and
sure.
I definitely was like not trying to post anything because I don't want to be, but I was liking a lot of
me
stuff
too.
To like
just, well, I was just showing Mike this funny ass tweet.
The Super Mario one.
Yeah,
I feel like we could put that one up.
No, that's fine.
I have one more I want to show you guys too. I know we can put it up on the screen.
Mario tweeted the day before it happened saying good night. Mario's got a little something set up for a tomorrow, so look out for that. And then
then the next day he quote tweeted saying that was not what I meant.
That was like actually Nintendo or like
just a random account.
Like really so my feed was just like shit like that and I was like cackling.
That is so funny.
That was not the what I meant.
Where is your like tinfoil hat at this point in time?
Whenever there's like a crazy news event, everybody thinks they have the answer immediately. Yeah. And then especially in today's day and age with Twitter, like,
oh yeah,
my thought is like, never look at tweets when something is happening.
Right.
Look at verified news sources because they actually have teams on the ground where they can verify
boots
things
on the ground.
Like, yeah, cross check it, make sure it's real. And like the first headline on Twitter is like, you know, Trump got shot and he fell down. Which, like, yes, that happened, but the news headline was loud bangs, you know, speech interrupted, because that's all we actually know at the time. And within, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 hours, a couple of days, things come out. But the immediate conspiracy theories are like, you know, oh, it was a BB gun. It wasn't a BB gun. Nobody else got hit. Somebody got hit.
Just,
so
I don't get why people just can't wait until they have all the information.
It's such an adrenaline rush.
Like, we're at the wedding and then like, you know, I'm with guests and they're refreshing. They're like, actually, it was two shooters. No. Yeah. One's in custody. Actually, he's down, but he's getting. I'm like, you are not accomplishing anything right now in this moment.
I know.
Like, and you are thinking you're going to figure it out and be the Sherlock Holmes of the whole moment. It's not going to happen. Just put your phone away and wait till you have all the information.
Yeah, I mean, at a wedding is crazy. However, I will say just being at home, I was like, what's going on?
I was refreshing. Yeah. I was doing that.
I had the news on. Like, I never have the news on. Because I was just curious, like, what Mike said, like, actual, like,
yeah, news.
The proven things that are going on. I was like, I want to see what they're saying. Because at the time, too, it was like, oh, glass hit him. And then it was like.
Totally.
We still don't know. Like, there's still conspiracies days later. Like, he was golfing the next day without a bandage. And then at the RNC, he had a bandage. Yeah. And, like. You know,
he really was golfing the next morning.
I saw on Twitter there was like a tag. It was like, actually, this was earlier. It was like July 3rd.
Oh, that wasn't him golfing?
Yeah, okay.
Apparently.
Yeah. Let's get that right.
Well, what is a fact is that Biden called the wife of the guy who got killed and she declined the call. Yep. And Trump has not reached out about
really?
That at all.
She,
I mean,
well,
is that
she
surprising?
Said, she was like, my husband wouldn't want me talking to him because he's so deeply Republican.
Oh, I understand that. And I'm surprised that Trump in his team. Oh,
you're
wait,
surprised
sorry.
That Trump hasn't reached out?
That no
you're
one
surprised someone declined the call from the president of the United States?
I think he means like when
I'm
you're
not
that
surprised
insane.
That Trump himself hasn't reached out. I'm surprised nobody on Trump's team was like, hey, maybe you should give that woman a call.
The
that
guy
surprises
who,
you?
The guy who fucked
I don't know. We're running a campaign.
The
here.
Guy who Where's... fucked a prostitute while his wife was third wife was pregnant is not going to. Yeah, no, that's not surprising at all.
I don't know. I'm just talking about the West Wing. Or like when I watch the West Wing, you have a whole team of people who are thinking big picture here,
right.
And they're the ones who are feeding the president ideas that look good, make the campaign look good. I'm saying I'm shocked nobody on Trump's team, God
that
love
is
an American,
wild.
It is,
that would not reach
yeah.
out to
I agree,
that woman.
I agree with you. I think that's crazy.
Donald.
Having seen and understanding his experience as a person in politics since 2015, so almost 10 years, it is the least surprising thing to me that he did not reach out to the woman whose husband got killed.
Well, I was telling Carla, like the whole interaction that like they posted from the wife was just so like comedic because she goes on to be like, you know, Biden did reach out. He wants to talk to me and send his condolences, but I'm not interested in doing that because I want to like respect what I think my husband would want. And that is that he's like so Republican and he would never want me to speak to this man. However, I have nothing against Joe Biden. Like
it's brain rot. It's a cult.
Whatever. And she's like, I am voting for Trump, but like nothing against Biden. And then literally the like statement ends by like, Trump has not reached out to like blah, blah, blah. And it's like, just like so funny watching her like praise this man and like, then the one person who literally had nothing to do with this situation is the one reaching out to you.
The president. How are you not going to? How are you
no,
going to hit
that's
the
what I
FU
said.
Button
I was like, who cares what it is at that point? Like, it's the
even
president
if you like
you.
You pick up the phone and you're like, fuck you, Biden.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
at least you'd be like, I talked to him. On
what
the
about
phone.
These gas prices, Biden? Like whatever you want to say, like yeah. just say it. You couldn't actually talk to him.
It's really scary how culty these Trump people are. Like,
well, I also was telling Carly like. Right as it was happening, like I immediately was like, oh, what is everyone saying on Facebook?
Oh my God.
I thought that too. I didn't see anything at all.
The first thing I see, my uncle,
Hillary did this. This was all Hillary. I'm like, oh, hell yeah.
Oh, wow. God.
Like, I love that shit. Because it's just like the dumbest people. And I'm like, I love when you guys like do that.
When you get a call from the White House, how do you know it's from the White House? Do you get like a text going, hey, yo, this is like,
I feel like they probably get a pre-call from like the team.
What number is that pre-call? If I get a phone number that I do not have saved in my phone, I send it like straight to voicemail or I completely ignore it.
Maybe they have an email. They might send a text message. They might send an email. They might be like, here, call this number to verify.
Send someone to the door.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I would fucking be like, this is a scam. Like, how am I going to, I guess unless something like that happened, then it'd be less scam feeling, but.
Yeah.
I was telling Aaron this, like, controversial maybe, but like, people calling Trump an American hero.
Absolutely not.
I'm not like, no, controversial.
He didn't like step in. This is what I said. I was like, he didn't step in front of someone and take a bullet for somebody.
No, in fact, the opposite. He moved out of the way and someone else died.
Yeah, like, he just got shot at. Like, how does that make you? Sorry. He also an American hero.
Dodged the draft when he was supposed to go fight for our country and he didn't fight.
Exactly.
So he's. I love the tweets of the veterans who are like, you did not take a bullet for this country. I fucking did. Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah.
God. I'm getting irrationally angry at Trump these days. It's insane.
I think it's rational.
No, it is rational. But it's just insane that people are like, yeah, no, this is like, this is my guy.
I think we just need to, you know, do a little substitution with Biden. Get a hot guy in there.
J.B. Pritzker.
Who's that?
The governor of Illinois.
Oh, I haven't even heard of him.
I love J.B. Pritzker.
I don't think he's going to get swapped out.
Bummer. What?
It's just not going
to
happen.
When do they have to
I think we're not winning this election.
I think we will.
You think so?
It really just comes down to the swing states. It's like Wisconsin, Florida, Pennsylvania, and I don't know, whatever the other swing states are. That's where it matters. That's
we should do poll night here.
Live stream.
We should do election night. Hey, Mike, what do we got? Which states? What do we need? How's the Electoral College
me and Aaron
going?
Are just, like, making TikToks.
No, I would be drinking.
That was, dude, fun. The night that he won in 2016, we had like a.
I was with you.
Oh, yeah. We were with Christine Sinelko at my ex's house.
We were all like in a great mood that night. Oh, Let's go.
We had tickets to like a first woman president party, like in Brooklyn that we were going to go to.
Oh, shit.
And we were pre-gaming it at our friend's house. And then the news was like, oh, Trump just won Wisconsin and now he won Florida. This electoral math is not looking great. And we all were just like, what the fuck is happening? Party got canceled. The next morning, it was like 9/11 in New York. Like, nobody, there was not a car on the road. People were not happy. It was the most, like, down. Like, we were like, oh, we're fucked. Like, life is over. But
I was just, like, on the couch eating sushi on my phone. And TJ
like,
was
in 2016.
With. Yeah. And TJ.
Like, people were crying in the streets. It was
that SNL sketch, though, is really great that they did about that. Night.
Oh, with Dave Chappelle, where they're like,
oh, it's like just a party, like a bunch of like white people sitting around a TV going, yeah, I heard that we're gonna be really locking it down in a bunch of the states. Like, it goes from like this good mood to like,
it's like Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock, I think, are in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I just like didn't care then.
Well,
I didn't understand either then. I was like, I don't know why this is like a big deal, but obviously,
I was just like, oh, he won't win.
I mean, it didn't seem like, I don't think he thought he was gonna win.
Yeah.
I remember when he was first running and we were in your apartment and we were just pulling up Trump compilations when he was running and we were like, this is ridiculous. Could you imagine if he actually even became the nominee?
Oh,
and then he ended
so
up becoming
funny.
The president. Like, that's crazy.
Oh, he was a fucking clown
for a long time.
But those debates, those early debates where it was like 15-on-1 were hilarious. He is as piece of shit as he is. He's pretty funny in the debates.
He's so funny. So funny.
But if you do live in a swing state, please register to vote. And do not vote for the insurrectionist who wants to overthrow the government.
I think.
Yeah. No, I'm taking. This is my opinion.
Okay. Yeah.
If you live in a swing state.
Don't vote for Trump.
This is a very clear.
Protect
women. Protect the Constitution. Protect the Supreme Court. Protect immigrants' rights.
Yeah.
Protect gay rights. Protect workers' rights. Google Project 2025. Especially if you live in a swing state, do not sit this one out.
Like, and people up Project 2025 really fast.
Yeah.
I tried to, and I was like, I'm probably not even saying it right.
Basically. The first time around, Trump went into office and there were still a lot of Republicans who like believed in the American government, believed in the rule of law. And like, he wasn't able to kind of be the dictator that he wanted to be and like arrest, governors of Democratic states, which is things he wanted to do, shoot protesters who were protesting him, which is something he wanted to do. Because we had
the CIA, FBI, staff that like were believing in America. Now, what's happened in the last 4 years is this company called the Heritage Foundation, which is like a right-wing Republican think tank, has put together like a 900-page plan that if Trump wins, they're going to put in like 45,000 or some insane number of people who are loyal only to Trump to basically enact a complete overhaul of the entire federal government to allow for things like arresting the governor of a blue state if they want, completely eliminating abortion nationwide, federal ban, a ban on contraceptives, a ban on eliminating overtime. If you work like a job, they want to eliminate the ability to collect overtime. It's just like an absolute fucking,
like The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, 100%. Like, it is the scariest like legislation ever. And Trump has said like, oh yeah, I don't know about it, but every single person that has written it is someone who is on his staff in the last election. And it's just like the scariest fucking thing in the world. This is the most important election. You have to vote against Donald Trump. It's a fucking nightmare.
Oh my God.
Anyway, we'll be live on election night streaming.
Doing the polls.
What day? November what?
Like, I literally had a nightmare like 2 nights ago that I was watching the map of the thing and every state was red. Like, even California. I was like, what was going on here? Oh, how is this possible?
November 5th is election day.
Shit. Remember the 5th of November.
The gunpowder treason and
that's
plot.
Also Chris Clemens' birthday.
Oh, shout out Chris Clemens.
Hope it goes well.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.